The wind-whipped wildfire that threatened Chiniac on Kodiak Island may not turn out to be the community-wide disaster it appeared it might become when officials ordered the evacuation of all residents last night. Kodiak Fire Chief Jim Mullican made an overflight of the community this morning and was surprised at what he saw.
Very surprising compared to some of the pictures that were out on the internet and stuff of that huge wall of flame that we could see clearly from Dead Man's. There's obviously burned areas out there, but it's not the devastation that you would think. It surprised me.
He said three homes and the Chiniac Library were burned to the ground, and other homes and structures were visibly damaged.
The loss of property, personal property, doesn't appear to be substantial. There are people who lost their homes, absolutely. And my heart goes out to them. But the overall, we really lucked out because this was really setting up to be a very bad thing.
The Chiniac K-8 school on the same street as the library was not hurt. As of 2 p.m., the blaze had settled down enough that Chiniac residents were being allowed back into their homes, though the road is still closed to non-residents at the Roslyn Beach Bridge. There is no immediate cause identified as the start of the fire, estimated to have covered over 2,000 acres. But it may have been a power line or a transformer that was damaged by the winds. Kodiak Electric Association CEO Darren Scott said that reports of outages in the area began coming in just before the fire around 9 p.m. Kodiak City Manager Amy Kanishevsky, who serves as the Joint City-Borough Emergency Management Coordinator, said no injuries were reported and everyone from the town appears accounted for.